ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome. Welcome to this bonus podcast that we have. It was quite an evening in Mosley last night at the Dark Horse, where Eek launched their brand new album, Love, Loss, and Bowling. I've been talking about it forever, and it finally arrived. The night was stellar. These guys are nothing short of stellar. Had such a blast. So many faces. I was so happy with the crowd. So many people came out. It was such a blast. Listen to that. Oh, yeah. That's called Be Water. So good. So as I was telling you for the last month or so, maybe even longer, I don't know, I was telling you that they had some surprises planned, and I was not lying. I was not lying. First of all, the biggest surprise was my wife, Gemma, stepped in to help them out on the violin and strings, the viola and the violin, because their regular person wasn't available for the gig. And Gemma is very well-trained. She has a master's in music. She taught violin. When I first met her, that's what she did. She was a teacher, a music teacher. And to be fair and to be honest, I have never seen her pick up an instrument. When we first got together, she was in Australia. I was in Florida. She would tell me about her day, but I never really got to see her play or even really hear her play. So this was huge for me to see her up on stage playing, and I think it was pretty big. I think it's safe to say that it was pretty big for her too, because first of all, she hasn't really picked up her instrument in quite some time. When she moved here, she didn't even bring it. It was about a year and a half or so, maybe 2 years, before her dad brought it over for her from Australia. And even then, it's been sitting in our guest room in its case, collecting dust. I never even opened it, never even saw it. So for me to, I knew she was going to rehearsals up in Birmingham when she was working up that way. Anyways, she was able to meet the girls and rehearse a little bit with them. But I never saw anything. I just kind of heard everything went well. So it was a huge surprise for me to actually see her up on stage and playing with the band. It was a very proud moment. I actually may have shed a tear, but that's just between us. I've heard that Linda Bellingham has sang with the band. I missed it at Elfest. I think she sang with them at Elfest a song or two, and I didn't get to see it. So this was a first for me to see Linda singing, and it was just absolutely incredible. Had so much fun. So I'm gonna get started. I'm gonna play a little bit from the night, from the whole night. It was such a good time. And if you guys want, I think you should. You hear me talking about it all the time. There's no reason why you shouldn't. You hear how great they sound. I think you should download the album. It's £10. You can go to eekmusic.bandcamp.com. eekmusic.bandcamp.com. Grab the album for yourselves. It's so good. It's such good chill out, relaxing, amazing, buttery smooth vocals. It's just absolutely wonderful. So do yourself a favor and grab that. And in the meantime, listen to the party.
I think so. Yeah, now it is. There we go. And we're good. Okay. We can bring it down. We can bring it up. We can bring it down. All right. So that's good. That's good. It is working fine. Coming to you from lovely downtown Moseley.
Moseley Village.
Moseley Village, you are correct. At the Dark
the
Horse Pub.
Of the metropolis.
In the center. We drove through the booming metropolis of Shirley to get here in Moseley. And the girls have done a sound check. Beth Pryor just arrived. The sound guy is really cool. And we're all quiet on the home front while the girls are up there celebrating their nerves. Yeah. They sounded good, though. So, should be a good show. So, we'll come back with more. I would like to get to talk to Linda Bellingham, who's here all the way from Bucharest. And say hello to Beth. And maybe one of the girls from Meek might chat with us. Who knows? All right, so we'll be back in a little bit.
Have a seat. Will I ask you? No, we'll just have a chat. We don't need to do this formally.
Can we swap that stool for this chair so we can use the stool for the
water? Sure. Yeah. Hold on.
I just want to look better on stage.
Would get everybody together. Alright, just do sound stuff. So we'll just talk to Lucy B. Lucy B, you a little nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
Did you have a little PGP yet? You did the PGP. Okay, good.
But then someone came into the tour that when I was in there and called me to cut it short, which was rather distressing.
As we like to say in America, you had to snap it off.
Yeah.
You had to snap it off.
Snap it off. Baby.
Snap it off. You had to snap it off. That is fantastic. I love that we get the inside scoop. We're going deep. We're going inside.
Inside poop.
Poop. That's fantastic. So, for the last month, I've not leaked one thing about what's happening tonight.
It's full of surprises.
It is full of surprises. And is there any little thing you can give us before, like just a little tidbit, just a little skosh?
About what's going to happen tonight?
Yeah.
Well, it's the full album, which is exciting for the first time. And some people might have heard, little songs here and there. We've kind of mixed and set up as we've gone along. But then we've got three or four covers and some very special guests joining us.
You do! You do!
You
do.
And we do.
And so we won't blow it. We won't blow it.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, you could. Because it's going to be after the fact when people hear this.
Yeah.
But we're not live streaming.
Okay.
So they won't really get this until later in the week. But I will confess, I told one person.
Who did you tell?
Just Julie.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She had no idea what do you mean? what do you mean? I didn't tell her anything because I didn't feel like it was going to be true until I could see it with my own eyes. Oh my god.
The beards.
The bearded wonder.
The beards.
The bearded wonder
here.
In the house.
Oh my goodness me. That's
quite good. Matching with the two cup. The two old men. She's coming banjo. This is Mumford & Son. This is Mumford & Son right here.
You all Mexican sons.
Oh, that's fantastic. I gotta get a picture of that too.
Can I get a second?
You can come back.
Yes. I like that mic.
Exclusive scoop. You're a bit blocked, so you didn't have your pre-gig poop.
No, I pooed this morning twice, as I usually do, once, then have a little break, and then go back and finish. And then, like the dogs, I've learnt a lot from the dogs. And now, I'm just solid. I'm hanging
in there.
Yeah, I had a bit of cheese, keep it solid.
You know what's going to happen is when it's over. Right, yeah. It's just a little knotted up, that's all. And that's completely normal, that's okay. More pizzas. Coming up, nice place so far. Gotta say, we're digging the Dark Horse Pub in lovely downtown Moseley. Is Beth done? She's done. All right, we're gonna come back in about 15 minutes.
Pause. There we go.
Finally, the time has come to have a little chat with the lovely Linda Bellingham. Everybody knows you, but nobody really knows you. Like, they know you from my Facebook, but they don't, you know, they know your beautiful face, they just don't know you or how we know each other.
I'm on the podcast, Ruth. Don't interrupt while I'm on the podcast. I don't know, band members coming up while I'm on the podcast.
Oh, they're all trying to get in there. They're 15 minutes of fame.
Was their EP launch
right
in this room?
We weren't here for that.
You weren't,
right?
So in this room, and I had a long.
Yeah, we watched it live stream, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I didn't really have a group of friends that I could call family, and I met them in here 2 years ago to the day, near enough.
Really.
Fab.
It's a little crazy, right?
Two years ago, so they've gone from EP launch and now album launch.
Album launch.
Yeah.
Well, did you have to go through like an initiation process to get into this inner circle?
Lucy Burton has her own initiation process.
She does. She does, right?
Yeah. She's a hard taskmaster.
Yeah, we commiserated over a few things that that we could both relate to.
Yeah.
And it was like instant bonding. The you know, the pre-gig, the pre-concert poops, the PGPs, and then we also both wear out the inner thighs of our jeans, so we're both well aware of the crotch rot, right? So I think we bonded over those few things and became like instantly. And she does a great American accent; she really does.
Actually, yes, because we were all in the stands together. Yeah,
you were.
So yes.
That's where I think my friends know you from, because they were following along on this, you know, most fantastic vacation ever that everybody was on, and they were all tagging us in pictures because it was Florida, and I think that's where a lot of my friends would like send me a message and say, "Who's that? Who is that?" So you've got a few little fans in the States as well.
Uh-huh.
I know, I saw that too, right? Well, you're doing the big trip. You're going to Florida, or were you just in LA? Were you in
LA? No, I was in LA a couple of years ago. Okay. I'm going to Washington, Lexington, Kentucky.
Why?
Work? Office there.
Work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to the big boss.
Okay.
So then down to Miami.
Okay, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
And a couple of nights in the Keys, which I actually need to pick your brain today.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah.
I will hook you up solid.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then up to Orlando to see the Pals.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
On your way, no, maybe, I don't know, maybe Donna can, my co-host can swing over and meet you in Miami before you head down to the Keys.
She's in Fort Lauderdale.
She's in Fort Lauderdale, which is only like 45 minutes from Miami. So that's good. Oh, you're going to have a good time. How long will you be gone?
3 weeks.
Oh, wow. But it's a working trip, so it's not like, right?
It's a partial work.
Okay. I love how you can turn this right around. That's fantastic. But your ultimate goal is to end up in the States, right? Yeah. Mine too. I know. We were talking about that. I no longer. I might. I don't know. I'm still waiting on a second offer on my condo. So we'll see. But I, my ultimate goal is to be back there as well. Maybe we'll all end up there at the same time.
You see, you're lucky you have the passport. You're a big step ahead of me.
Oh.
So we need to get you married to someone over
yes,
there.
Please.
All right. Okay. Everybody lean in close. We need to find somebody that Linda can marry in Florida, ideally. Because you can do it now, as of January, so you can do it now. Okay, we'll make this, we'll do this.
Excellent. All right, we're going to hear more from you. I've been so good about this big surprise that for the last month I've been talking about all the surprises that are going to happen, and I haven't leaked a bit. So, but we're going to hear more from you in a different capacity very soon. Okay.
All right, here we go. We're kicking off with Beth Pryor, right? Tell you what's happening. Be on the radio. Yeah, this is Martha. Your mommy sings in. Your mommy are part of Eek, Lucy and Mandy. And then over here we have Evie, and your mommy is Danielle, right?
Yeah.
You guys are gonna be on the radio. How exciting is that?
Yay!
Do you ever get sick of this? Do you ever get sick of watching the band? No. Because you go to rehearsals and everything, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you never get sick of it. Never gets old. And you're also an aspiring musician too. I've heard you sing. You're a fantastic little singer. Pretty soon I think I'm going to be announcing you one of these days up there on the stage. You think?
Yeah.
You would do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Sing? Play an instrument? Dance? Dance and maybe draw a little bit? Because creative people have creative kids, I think.
I'm really good at art.
You're really good at art? Me too. Fantastic. All right, we're going to listen to a little bit of Beth Pryor, and then we'll come back and we will hear most of the new Love, Loss, and Bowling album from Eek. So stay tuned. Listening to Beth Pryor, sounding good. Just a girl, some dreadlocks, and a guitar. Pretty awesome stuff, man. Pretty awesome stuff. Familiar faces here tonight too, and I must say we've got to see Karen Campbell, author, who won the Best New Author Award at the Ultimate Planet Awards last year. Angela Peach, another lesbian fiction author, is here. Got to see seeing a lot of familiar Elfest faces. It's been super fun. We know what happened earlier this week, right? With One Direction. Right? Who left?
Zayn
left. How do we feel about that? Did you like him? Was he your favorite?
I didn't like any of them.
You don't like any of them? None? Not even Harry? Oh, no. So this has had no effect on you whatsoever. No, no, come back. So you don't care? You don't care that Zayn left? No. No. Do you have a favorite band?
I have lots.
You have lots of bands?
Okay, so...
But Mommy and Mandy's are my favorite.
Well, yeah, you have to say that. You have to say that. But what kind of band do you like to listen to on the radio or, like, watch on TV?
I like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift! All right. Blank Spaces? Okay, 1989, is that the album? Yeah? Yeah, she's all right. She's cool. She's hanging out with Calvin Harris now. Just saying. I think if we could fix Taylor Swift up with somebody British and she gets married and moves over here, we'll see so much more of her. And that's okay, right? You can't, yeah, that's all right. Good, okay, very good. All right, we got the One Direction thing cleared up. You don't care, and I'm devastated. Okay, good, good, great, terrific. All right, that was fun. Beth Pryor was fantastic. And we're going to have a quick little break, and then we'll bring each to the stage. And I will try and record a little bit of each of their songs. Not too much, because we would ultimately love you to buy their new album that we're launching here tonight, Love, Loss, and Bowling. All right. Be back shortly.
Alright, guys, time is coming. And I mean it. There's a lot going on in the country right now that's not great. I mean, let's be serious. Jeremy Clark couldn't expect to happen, okay? One of the One Directioners quit. They just announced that this is the last season of Downton Abbey. We need something good to hold on to in these trying times. So I am pleased to bring you this album launch, Love, Loss, and Bowling from Eats, because we need something good in our lives right now. And I am so happy to be able to say that these guys are my friends. I'm so glad to be here. I want you guys to love this as much as I do, and I know you will. So let's show some magic and bowling, some big love. I'm going to get the red strings on. And woo! Roll up your red strings. Roll up. Fantastic. There's one for the books. All right, you guys. If you need something, we'll tell you about it. Okay, so put your hands together. Here's some massive love for Eve.
Oh, Oh, I would like to introduce to the stage a special guest of the evening, Dick Lightfoot. Jen Warning, everything. Big round of applause. This next song is the second track of the album. It's called Firestar. So I'm not the only one.
Come inside, put your back on the floor. Say, I never care. You can hear the noise of the Lord. It's a prayer. The door's always open. Don't you worry, I'm not gonna touch your toes. Yes, you're getting rising. I'm getting so weak, I'll talk to the cold.
Thank you.
Where do you find a light in the night? People ask you what's going on in life. Since I'm just holding on tonight, help me out of the arms of the night. For the fire that will be light. People ask you what's going on in life. Since I'm just holding on tonight, all night tonight. Sun is up, I'm in the sky, get up now, gotta lose this. Here comes the shame, here comes the shame. Oh, 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 oh,
thank you.
girls.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
A little taste of when Linda Bellingham hit the stage with the girls in the finale. Give me one more chance. So a great time was had by all. It was a fantastic album launch. I'm so proud to be a part of it. And I'm glad I could bring you guys bits and pieces of it. I know the quality was a little scattered here and there. Especially towards the end, I ran out of video. I ran out of storage space on my phone. I couldn't get to my laptop fast enough to check on the sound. But it was just absolutely amazing. I had such a good time with the girls. It was so good to see everybody. There was a lot of Elfesters there. I got to run into Cindy Edwards, her whole crew. Sherbs was there.
It was great to see Karen Campbell, and just fantastic. It was just a great night. Again, having Linda Bellingham there from Bucharest was fantastic. Being a part of it was just really the highlight of my month, right down to the wire in March, but it was the highlight of my month. Such a good time. And I was, the fun part too was I was able to Skype some of the concert to Donna and make her a part of it. And, you know, it was so cool for her to get to see Gemma up on stage, playing with the group. And it was really a good time. And I was so thrilled to have Donna there when some, when they first brought Gemma up to the stage. I was Skyping with Donna, and, they announced Gemma to come up to the stage. So I gave her a kiss on the cheek and I was like, go get him, honey. You're going to be great. And this lady next to me said, oh, that is so cute. Was that your daughter? So for the first time in the 6 years that I've known Gemma, that's the first time somebody has done that. And how fabulous that Donna was there to catch it on Skype. So great. Her eyes got like saucers. She couldn't type fast enough. I heard the daughter comment. So that was quite embarrassing. And whoever you are, thanks for that. That was fantastic fun. But it was a really great night, and I'm really happy to be able to bring you all the bits and pieces of it and pull this together in record time so that you guys could have it as a bonus podcast. Thank you all again. Remember, go to eekmusic.bandcamp.com, and you can get Love, Loss, and Bowling and enjoy it as much as I do. Thank you, guys. Have a good time. Good night.